Here's the translation of the text you provided into English. Ukraine, U.S. to scout for minerals, deal investment projects. Iron ore prices, why is volatility at the lowest level in over 15 years? U.S. calls on G7, EU to impose tariffs on China. India over Russian oil purchases. NATO to beef up defense of Europe's eastern flank after Poland shot down drones. U.S. EPA proposes end to mandatory greenhouse gas reporting. G7 finance ministers discuss possible sanctions, tariffs on supporters of Russia's war. U.S. Energy Secretary downplays climate risks as Washington seeks EU gas deals. Oil gains weighed down by U.S. demand worries. USDA projects record U.S. corn crop, biggest harvested acres since 1933. Exclusive, EU could quit Russian gas within a year, U.S. energy chief says. Rolling Stone, Billboard owner Penske sues Google over AI overviews. U.S. financial firms pledge $1.7 billion to U.K. ahead of Trump's visit. U.K., U.S. to sign multi-billion dollar tech deal during Trump's visit. Russia stocks lower at close of trade, MOEX Russia index unchanged. UAW workers reach tentative deal with GE Aerospace at Ohio. Kentucky plants, Nepal sets, March elections after naming interim prime minister. UniCredit could sell Commerce Bank stake to non-EU bank, CEO tells German paper. What are the main themes in global real estate right now? Is AI truly a boon for the entire IT industry, or could it also be a curse? Investing.com stocks of the week. China sets 2025 auto sales target below association forecast, vows tighter regulation. Mexican officials to speak with China on tariffs next week. U.S. consumer sentiment moves lower in September, University of Michigan survey. U.S. consumer sentiment slips again in September, University of Michigan survey says. Michigan consumer sentiment dips below forecast, signaling potential headwinds for USD. ECB must be mindful of downside inflation risks, says Finland's Ren. Romania's economy to grow slower than expected. IMF says Deutsche Bank expects ECB's next rate move only in 2026, and it's a hike. Trump administration unlawfully directed mass, U.S. worker terminations, judge rules. China launches discrimination and dumping probes into U.S. chips ahead of trade talks. IMF says Pakistan's flood spending budget agility to be reviewed. Australia to invest $8 billion in nuclear submarine shipyard. How much have U.S. tariffs contributed to inflation so far? Why battery storage is expected to play a very big role? Why India is in dire need of structural reforms? What are the tech drivers behind the rise of Chinese factory automation? NASDAQ notches record high close. Traders look to Fed meeting. U.S. vows to defend NATO territory after suspected Russian drone incursion in Poland. HTX strengthens global security standards with transparent protection. Faraday Future plans to spin off crypto assets into separate company. Strive completes merger, raises $750 million for Bitcoin strategy. Falcon Finance surpasses 1.57 million staked within 24 hours of Bitalpad launch. Tether to launch US-based stablecoin for American residents. LiveOne surpasses $5 million in Bitcoin holdings, targets $500 million treasury strategy. Ethereum-based meme coin Pepito presale passed 6.6 million as exchange demo launches. Bitcoin price today hovers around $115 amid rate cut bets, but caution remains. Blockchain FX raises 724 members in presale as first multi-asset super app connecting crypto stocks and Forex goes live in beta. Mega Matrix purchases $3 million in ENA tokens for treasury strategy. Cathie Wood's ARK buys Figma, Bullish, and eToro stocks. EQT completes $705.8 million public offering of Waystar shares. Citus Space announces plans for public offering of common stock. Checkcap to merge with Embody AI in embodied AI workforce push. ECD Automotive Design to implement 1-for-40 reverse stock split. Ring Energy CFO resigns. Controller appointed as interim replacement. Telesat completes distribution of 62% equity in Lightspeed Business.